Proud on Texas listener club member Stephen provided the following as a word of the day usage for the word abdicate. The press would prefer us to believe that they are the guardians of our Republican institutions, and without them, our nation would be forever in the grasp of tyranny and politicians with malign intentions. The problem is that over time, they increasingly cheerlead for those who espouse tyrannical designs and wish to alter the Republic into a unitary socialist nation, which was not the intent of the Founding Fathers. The two latest egregious examples are how they've declared their preferred candidate for president to have won in spite of the fact that not a single electoral vote's been cast nor have the election results been certified anywhere, and how suddenly we have to be concerned about the Wuhan flu again, never mind that regular flu might well spirit away more people this flu season than Wuhan flu has done all year. The press continues to gleefully abdicate its responsibilities to inform the public and keep the powers that be on their toes in favor of cheerleading for the results they want and to panic as many people as possible. And if the press's continued abdication continues to bode poorly for the country by making informed debate nearly impossible and by insulating the politicians they adore from the consequences of their actions and words to the point of destroying the Republic, the press says, so be it. Local media is no better. They've been telling you COVID cases are exploding when in fact Texas active case counts have been declining daily since last week, and it's statistically not very high at all. The panic has real long-term costs. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.